for our town employees.
I think our
Monica, Haley, I mean, they do an exceptional job. So, absolutely.
I agree.
Do we need a motion?
Yeah, let's do that. And let's be specific in our motion about what that looks like. Do we want to do a $75 bonus? How do we configure that? That matches what we did last year, right? That's what I heard.
Yeah.
It sounds, yeah, let's do that. Oh, I'll make a motion to do this, a $75 bonus to the employees.
I'll second.
Do you want to call it bonus or holiday remembrance?
Yeah. A holiday thank you.
Is the bonus tax different than a holiday?
No.
I don't know, so. Say, I'll make a motion to pay them a $75 holiday bonus.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great, thank you. Our crack admin staff spent a Monday morning, a week ago, with our audit team over in the town hall. Kimmel and Roberts asked questions, poured through the computer, poured through the records, and we will have that final copy as soon as they get it to us. I asked him, okay, when do we see that? He told me we wouldn't see it for tonight's meeting. We'll probably have it for next month's meeting. We don't have the final yet, but he's like, hey, we're not finding any fraud, waste, abuse, discrepancy. There was one thing he wanted us to figure out, and it was the a fee.
Our fee schedule didn't include any of the cemetery fees, and so they want us to adjust the fee schedule to have those fees on the cemetery fees. And then as I looked at it, the park reservation fee isn't there either, and
we need to adjust the garbage fee.
And business license fee. I figured as long as we were adjusting it, we should just put all the things. So if you guys can think of anything else, I have a copy. We'll have to have a meeting. But let me know if you think of anything else that needs to go on there.
So that was about all. That was their rough draft for us. Okay. Next on our agenda is discussion of possible approval of subdivision ordinance. So, we have an ordinance. We've had it for a while. We've had a chance to look at it, ask questions, and we came tonight, and we heard some different interpretations. We heard some advice, some concerns, some worry. But I think it's up to this group to decide how to proceed.
I would like to see Andrew and Mark compare notes. I think Mark's got a grasp on maybe some things that were lacking. And just to cover ourselves, I think we should look at that. And then once we get this to a point, do we need to have a lawyer look it over? Make sure it falls in line with state law and
we can.
Procedures?
The state asked us to put in 3 paragraphs. And we turned it into 27 pages.
Okay.
3 paragraphs? They gave us 3 statements?
Yeah.
So that's our decision if we want to send it to an attorney.
State past these bills, and that's more than 3 paragraphs.
I just want to be sure that we don't miss anything.
There's 27 pages. I don't think we've missed anything.
Do we need to trim that down? I mean, what, no, what's in there that...
I'll make a motion to approve it. We've kicked this can down the road for 2.5 years. I'm sick of it. We've been through this 1,000 times. Revised it.
Is this a motion or is this a vote?
Well, we can only... We have to vote on a motion. So we have a motion to approve it as is. We can have further discussion. We can have a competing motion. We don't have to second it. Yeah, Andrew.
Just a little insight. In the past, in planning and zoning, we've made motions to approve something with said modifications. So just to give you that.
That's true.
Option.
I think we need to understand what Mark, the discrepancy is before we move so that we know and everybody's on the same page about what they are, and I think having the notes from Mark would help with that.
So, and that's fine. We can do that. I think it behooves us to read this and understand it, and not just let the Planning and Zoning Commission own it, because ultimately we own it. And so hopefully we are reading this, because we've had this over a month, we're reading it and we understand if there's conflict or not, what the difference is with the last, our current. Because we shouldn't be surprised that somebody found that. It wasn't a comma in the 50,000 mark, right? We should have read this and known this pretty well. Okay, so we have a motion where there's discussion of a different idea. You want to turn that into a motion?
I don't know. I think I'm with him. I've read this enough that it's all blurring together, but I definitely want to make sure we have the input and that we're all on the same page of what that input is and what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, but this is how this goes, though. It's just a kick, I mean, this is my opinion. It's a kick the can down the road, find something so this never gets done, so. It's like I said, I've had a month to review it. I didn't see anything that was, I mean, yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I'm, you know.
If we don't have a second on this, and we don't have a new motion, then we won't vote on this, but this will absolutely stay on the agenda until we resolve it. Okay, Monica, will you keep that on next month's agenda? In other business, I wanted to note a couple of things. I haven't checked yet, but I will right now. Our regular scheduled third Monday in December will be December 22nd. Are we all going to be in attendance?
On the 22nd of December?
On December 22nd.
The third Monday?
Isn't that the third Monday?
Isn't it the
15th? No.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed one. This would be the 15th. Yep, you're right. It says town council on my calendar. Sorry about that. The 15th. So I just want to make sure we're all going to be here on the 15th. Okay.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, great. So that's December meeting. Following up, last month we had a vibrant discussion about cloud seeding. I followed up as my assignment and talked to talked to Jonathan Jennings, the meteorologist at the Utah Department of Water Resources. That email is included in the package, and they would not cloud seed here with drones without our participation. So we are in for the cloud seeding, aerial cloud seeding piece of up to $5,000. We think it'll be less, but we have not seen that bill come in yet. So that's what that email is, clarifying that discussion from last month. Also in your packet is a printout of an email about our questions about purchasing or renting heavy equipment, an excavator, a backhoe, something. We can do that. We can add that. It would be in the way I read it, Monica. It's the same as when we buy a whatever it is that you drive. Snowplows. Thank you. The snowplow. We just need to register that specific piece of equipment, plate, make, model, year, VIN, with the insurance company, and then our employees are covered on that. If we rent, if we go down to Acme Rents and rent a backhoe, and we back into someone's fence, then our insurance would cover that damage, but it wouldn't cover the damage to the vehicle itself in a rental scenario. So you have that information in front of you. That was one of the pieces Monica was tasked with doing, and so she got that information to you. And if you want to pursue that discussion, we can next month. If we want to put that on the agenda, please let Monica know, and we will continue that discussion. We did find another vendor that's licensed to help us excavate, so we think that'll take some pressure off. Let's see, insurance. And just a reminder that we are not going to send out a bill, billing in December. For that late December, due early January. So we'll see that change. That's it for my notes. Any other business that we're missing? Okay, you want to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. Thanks for coming out.